102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 7:53.
So what is this
Sunny
guy?
Sunny in 76
What's
today.
This dude's story?
So this guy is a New York professor. I don't remember the school he's at, but he's called the great sperminator or something like that.
No.
This dude is helping women who are either lesbian couples or single moms who want to have a child but don't have a guy in mind. And he's good-looking, smart, whatever. They meet him in a public place, maybe a Starbucks or a Target, and like, yeah, it's me. Okay. He doesn't charge them a thing. He goes in the bathroom and gets them what they need and puts it in some sort of this little thing called a cervix cup. And it's like a cup.
So this guy's like whacking it in the bathroom of a Target or something?
Yeah.
And handing his sperm off to people?
That's it. And the women are like, it's great. And then they go in the ladies' room. It's like a cup that fits up into the cervix.
Okay.
And it's got a flexible bottom or something. So he gives it to them with what they need in there. And they insert it. And it sits there, and they leave it for like 12 hours or whatever, and he's highly potent, I guess, a little higher than your average guy.
Okay.
And has successfully fathered 22 children.
How many
through
lawsuits?
This way without five lawsuits. His paycheck gets garnished to at the rate of 50% per check because of the five lawsuits. Even though they all
so
have this understanding
they
that...
For, they ask him yes. for his sperm, and they come in, and they have the balls. How do they know this guy exists? Like, how does this guy advertise his wares? Yeah.
It started with an ex-girlfriend, and then she told some friends, and then another lady...
She
said,
told
you know,
some
I
friends
should,
what? She got knocked up by a boyfriend?
By her boyfriend. That, and then her boyfriend... He had donated, even though they had broken up, because she really wanted a kid. You know, he has a heart of gold, blah, blah, blah.
And he's smart. He's a college professor and blah, blah.
Right. Good looking. And he then helped some of her friends. And then word spreads. And then all of a sudden, his name pops up on guys who will donate for you if you would like, if you're a lesbian couple or single mom. And now he's up to 22 kids. He's a CUNY, C-U-N-Y, CUNY Kingsborough math professor. And he's donated for dozens of locals, resulting in 22 kids in 12 years.
And they contact him on a chat room?
With 18 women.
If you're
yes,
a woman,
he even has repeat customers.
If you're a woman and you're getting knocked up by some dude on a chat room, you have problems, right? I mean, am I crazy?
I what it is that he doesn't charge them. Otherwise, it could cost you $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Testing all this. But meanwhile, he hands them the stuff and then they go back in their bathroom and they
so if
pop
you're
right
the woman,
there, I think it's a little different.
If you're the woman... And you're telling your story to, like, friends or family.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying, you did what? Where'd you get your sperm from?
He also does live insemination.
So let me understand this.
In bed.
You went on a chat room and some guy, and you
right.
just took it and...
Yes. Yes.
And no... Okay. You know what? I sit
exactly
here like I'm dumbfounded,
right.
But, like, how many of these stories have we done at this point?
Yes. He will go to the bed also and do it that way. If he needs to have intercourse, he will do that for you as well. He says, this isn't time-consuming. I'm going to do it anyway. It's very easy for me to do, he says.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Headline on the New York Post, Great Balls of Sire. Yes. Yes. 22 kids and counting as he donates free sperm in public restrooms.
Oh, that's great.
How nice of him. Good morning, B.A.B. What's going on?
I was thinking, you know, maybe the ex-girlfriend got knocked up and said, you know, I want to screw this guy, and hired her girlfriends to start this little thing for them to get inseminated by him.
Right, but only, like, he's got 22 kids, only five of them, you know, sued for child support.
Yeah, I guess the joke's on her. He enjoys it.
Right. Well, so do all these other women.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what? What I'm most upset about is the fact that I got surprised at the story. Like, well, how am I still getting... You would think I would be totally desensitized to anything that seems nuts at this point.
At this point, I've been listening to you guys for at least, like, 10 years, man. I'm 21. I've been listening to you guys since I was, like, 11 years old, man. I love you guys.
Thank
absolutely.
Thank
absolutely.
You, man.
Absolutely.
I should...
Of course. You guys are great. You guys... hilarious, man.
Thanks, dude.
It is amazing that all of us, with all the coverage that goes on in the media, that anything surprises us anymore, but things still make headlines.
Right.
So Great Balls of Sire makes the headline, and that math professor is handing off sperm in Target and Starbucks restrooms.
You'd have thought I turned into a robot by now.
Dave the Rave's on the line. Dave, go ahead. What do you got?
That's unbelievable, man. That's like AIDS, cancer, all this mental health stuff. What the heck are these women thinking?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know. What guarantee do you have that he doesn't have some sort of disease or messed up genes or whatever?
Yeah, this is all part of the apocalypse.
But I'm going to repeat myself here. Nobody in their families are saying, you did what?
Exactly.
Nobody?
That's a good point. Nobody's questioning any of these women. I mean, they're middle-aged, independent women, but how did you get pregnant if they don't have boyfriends? Wait a minute. How'd you do it? And then the story comes out?
Yeah, I went to Target, and some guy whacked it in the cup, and then I took that cup, and it was a cervix cup, and I put it in there.
They have everything at Target.
Wait. What? What?
Good morning, BAB. You got questions. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, I'm just curious. What kind of story are these mothers telling these children years later when they're growing up?
How about that? That's another one. A good question.
I mean, the questions are infinite.
Who's my daddy? Well, this very nice, smart, good-looking math professor.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that story.
He's the guy I found in the greeting card section of Target. You know?
That's got to be a tough conversation later
so
on.
Weird.
You know, when women have baby on the brain, you know common sense goes out the window. They want a baby, they want a baby, they want a baby, and that's all they can think about, and they get consumed with it. That's the only...
And if you can't afford thousands of dollars for testing and all that stuff in a medical situation...
Yeah, why not have some guy just whack it in the bathroom?
Yeah, you know. They get desperate and they get tunnel vision. And all they want is a baby. They don't care how they get one.
Later, dude.
All right, well, keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. I just want to know why they have to meet him in public. Like, why don't they just go to his apartment? Or why doesn't he go to their apartment?
Yeah, the women prefer not to go to... They don't know him. They prefer not to go to his apartment.
Yeah, they don't want to go to where he lives.
They want to meet him in a public place.
They don't want to go to where he lives. They don't want to see where the animal actually lives. They'll just let him go into, you know...
But they're willing to take his sperm and, you know, put it inside their body.
Right.
By the way, best quote out of the article, he talks about how he brings his iPhone into the bathroom at Target so he can watch porn.
That's
quote, "You can't connect to Target Wi-Fi if you're connected to a porn site, so I use my cell service."
Right.
I've had that same issue.
But what? Yeah. But everybody, let's worry about what
details.
Let's worry about where the transgender should pee. This is going on in the stall right next to you.